Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, here we go.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself.
Me.
Stretch Roberts.
Yeah.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
That'd be me. By the way, it kind of ends quickly there because I ended up finally getting into an old show. It was very bizarre how I had to do it to get it into the new program, but I got into an old show and then just clipped the intro. That's the only way I had it because the intro was on my computer that burned in the house. So I did not have my intros. I also got the intro and the outro from my other podcast off of an old podcast. Now that I have the new studio slowly functioning, I was able to pull it. So I'm very happy about that. That was like the best news of all. I was so stoked on having that up there. I got to mark my time right now because I forgot that it shows no time markings on this new recording. And then the next thing I know, I'm like, what the hell? How long have I been rambling for? I am sitting in a room right now that's hot as balls. I turned off the fan because I listened to the last podcast and I'm like, damn, that fan is brutal. And it's not like blowing into the microphone. It's just, this microphone's more like a room mic, they call it, rather than directional. So it really picked up the fan, which is sitting across the counter from it as I record the podcast. I had a fun little thing that happened to me this weekend. I was got up early. We go to church at leave to go to church at 9. We're supposed to leave to go to church at 9, but my wife's never ready, and we leave about 9:15, and then I got to like hammer it all the way up the mountain to get to the church. But that's neither here nor there. I got up like 7 and I went outside and I had my rosary. I pray my rosary whenever I can. And I'm like, oh, it's perfect. It's actually quiet over here in the apartments at this time of day. I'm going to go into our little backyard that we have and I'm going to pray the rosary. So I'm back there and I'm rolling along, getting my Hail Mary on. And there is the biggest crash. Boom. And it slams on the ground. It like startles me because it's been silent out there. And I look up and there I have it's like a birdhouse. It's clear plastic and it's got birdseed in it. And it's got stoppers on it and you hang it on a window and then birds can come and eat. Well, I had it on the window for a couple of weeks and no one touched it. So I moved it to our fence, our wooden fence, and it's been out there for more than a month on the wooden fence, and no birds have ever come to it. The food I put in, it's been sitting there. I was even thinking, like, I got to throw that food out because it's just been sitting there, and it's got to be getting bad by then. And the squirrel had come along, saw the bird seed in there, and knocked it to the ground. So I got up, and I went inside and got some just nuts. These nuts. And I brought them to my little friend, the squirrel. And he took it like right out of my hand. It's crazy how tame this thing was. I'm like, dude, you broke my birdhouse. That's not cool. Here's some nuts. Just ask me if you want some food. And then he did, because after he went through the little pile of nuts I gave him, he was on the fence trying to like look in the window, the sliding glass window where I was inside the house. And so I was like, oh, dude, you're still here? So I brought him some more. And he was even more friendly. He literally would take them out of my hand by the time I was done. And I don't know this squirrel. I've never seen him. This would be my first run-in with him in my backyard. We got some weird visiting animals. There's a cat that lives probably in the apartments around here. And it'll come over and like, man, I think that thing will come in the house. It's walks around the house meowing. I'll see it in the backyard looking in the windows. I'll see it in the front yard trying to look in the door or see if it can come in. And it's crazy. Oh, God. I am melting with that fan off. I'm not going to lie. The second I turned the fan off, it got hot as balls in here. Oh, God. Yeah, this can be a quick show. This can be not fast show. Promise you that. It is too hot to not have a fan on. I got some stories to talk about. Nothing great, but I do have a few things to get into. Like, here's a cool story that they have done some IVF testing with babies being born. And they used the DNA not only of a mom and dad, but basically two moms. So they took the DNA of two different women, the DNA of the man, and they made these babies that are resistant to devastating mitochondrial diseases, which are passed down through the mother's DNA. And when they took the DNA of two mothers, put it into one baby with the DNA of a father, it has none of that. So it might be a way of the future to genetically engineer disease-free babies. And I think, you know, it's weird. I know some people poo-poo on IVF. I do not. And I think that anything you could do to have healthy babies moving forward and make a healthier mankind is all good, but some people trip out on that at all. But cool. We'll see how promising this is and how it moves forward. But I like that story. Then we had another story about you're making mangoes last two times longer, but it's not for you to make your mangoes last two times longer. It's for growers and markets to make it last two times longer so they can keep it on the shelf and they can make more money. And what's weird, it's only dipped in a... Basically, they put it in cold storage after they pick mangoes, but now they've realized if they dip it in a ozonated water, they can then make it last another 2 weeks longer than it would normally, which is a long time when it comes to shelf life for a product that deteriorates rather quickly. And that is pretty cool. Did you guys see, it kind of broke last week, but I don't know if I talked about it on the bonus pod, to be honest with you, because, well, I'm stupid. I don't remember yesterday. I can tell you it was the CEO who was at the Coldplay concert, and they put basically the kiss cam on him, and the guy had his arms around this lady. Then they literally looked like they had, you know, caught the cat with a canary in its mouth, and they both freaked out. And Chris Martin even said, hey, they're either having an affair or they're really shy. And it was an affair for both of them. And the worst part was the lady was the HR director of his company. He's the CEO of a company called Astronomer. And she was the head of a corporate HR, which, you know, you would think if you're the HR lady, you would know that banging the boss, especially when you're married, is bad. Banging the boss, even if you're not married, is bad. And he's married, she's married, it's all awful. And the thing is, it's funny and it's cool to see someone get their, you know, get caught being scandalous like that. But at the same time, they had kids. And like, those poor kids and the spouses, I mean, I don't know, maybe their spouses are bad. I have no idea. I doubt it. They're probably just, hey, let's F around. And you F around, you find out. And that's what happened. But the update on that story is that the man, the CEO, has stepped down as CEO of his company. He is no longer the CEO. So he appointed someone else CEO and walked away. I'm sure he still owns it and still has, maybe he didn't own it. He might have just been the CEO and someone else owned it. I don't know. But anyhow, he has resigned as the CEO of that company. And probably smart, because it's going to be bad. You know, in a situation like that too, especially when you're dealing with rich people, you can sue. So, and this has happened and people have won. If you have a spouse and they cheat with some, like, let's say it's your wife and your wife cheats with some rich, rich, rich guy. Well, you could sue that rich guy for, it's basic alienation of affection. That, like, basically they stole your wife and messed up your life, and they will have to pay. The people have to pay that. It's a civil suit, and I think the more you have, the more you pay, but it can be a pretty gnarly deal. And you go after, someone goes after your mate, you can take them to court and clean them out. You can also clean out your mate in divorce court, because I know that the courts don't typically like cheaters at all. They frown upon that. They also don't like people. In the old days, when I was in child custody court with my son, they didn't like people with penises. It was an uphill battle every time you went in there if you were a man. They wanted to make sure that the kid stayed with the mom, and it was tough. So I had some long battles. God, that was awful. I'm so glad that's over. I'm so glad I have no children I worry about. Right now, I can tell my wife, see ya. I'm moving to Kentucky with my friends. I'm out. And nothing would happen to me other than I'd be gone. Wouldn't have to pay for a kid or anything like that. I could just be out of here. Just boom, up and rolling. Right now, today, we are the end of the, would be the end of the challenge. I beat the challenge last week at 15 pounds, and I weighed in today 17 pounds down from where I started. So that's pretty good. I'm in the 270s now, which is still a fat F. And I saw something this weekend. I watched the some of the UFC fights that were on Saturday night. And I saw, I think it's welterweight, 185s. There was two dudes as tall, almost tall as me. One was 6'4", one was 6'2". And they were fighting at 185. Dude, I think my left leg weighs 185 pounds. I really do. It's crazy. So I've always thought, could I get down to light heavyweight? I think in fighter weights. Light heavyweight is 205. Right now, I'm beyond even a heavyweight. I'd have to fight in a catchweight. If I, let's say, I know I'm an old-ass man. I'm not getting in the ring anytime soon, but it's the way my dude brain works. I would have to get down closer to, I think it's 265 is the maximum you could weigh at heavyweight. So I'm not even eligible to be a heavyweight yet. I'd be a, like I said, I'd be a catchweight, and someone else would have to be a big fat pig to fight me, and they'd probably weigh 400 pounds and I'd get killed. But I always thought maybe I could get down to light heavyweight, 205. That's super thin for me. And I've always known, especially when I lifted weights a lot, at 250, I was very lean. I was always very lean at 250. I'm a big 6'5", so 250 is lean for me. And right now, I'm 279, and I started this journey at 296. It's freaking crazy. What a fat bastard I am. Like, now I'm looking, there's dudes as tall as me at 185. I can literally lose more than 100 pounds. That's bad. That's bad, bad, bad. I don't know where I'm going to go. I'm still on the keto, and I'm still making it happen, Captain. But I'm barely on keto. I could tell you, I'm almost, and I hated this diet when I tried it, but I'm really on the edge of being there right now, and that's the carnivore diet. Because I am not eating veggies. I'm very, very limited. Maybe one day a week I'll have a salad with some meat in it. I mean, not eating dressing or anything like that, but I'm really staying away from any carbs and meat and cheese. I'm eating meat and dairy, which is very carnivore. Eggs, meat, dairy. That's it. And all things that in healthy world you should be doing in moderation are the only thing I'm eating. And I'm not watching my calories. Oh, I eat nuts too. These nuts. I made my wonderful dessert today and I ate more of it than I should. I mix it up. I'll take walnuts, cashews, and then even almonds I did on this batch and run it through my food processor. And then I put a little almond butter in there so it gets, you know, clumpy. And then I just coat that, put it into a bowl, smash it down real hard, and then pour melted sugar-free chocolate over the top. And then I can pull that out of the freezer, put it in the freezer until it gets hard, then get it out and break it up. And it's really good. Oh, I put dates in it too. Dates are the sweetener. That's what makes it sweet. It's delicious. God, have you guys seen that lady? She's getting some fame, and she's a freak of nature. She is a women's rugby player, and she gets out there and basically looks like a dude. She's fit beyond belief and got these massive muscles. She's very, very, very athletically fit. I saw her on the ESPYs the other night, and it was like, damn. And I've seen highlight reels of her before. She goes out on that field and just runs through women like she's not a woman. And she is. That's the cool thing about this chick. She's not on steroids, I don't think. I think she's just got an extra gene or something in there, but she's a woman. She's a biological woman, and she is a beast. She is an absolute beast, man. She's something to watch. That lady's freaking wild. Over the weekend, I got to hang with my dog. That's always my favorite part of the weekend. My dog is my best friend. He is, I don't know what's wrong with him, but he is being extra clingy. And that's saying something, considering I got a Velcro dog that insists on sitting on my lap. In fact, on Friday night when I got to my parents' house and I went in my bedroom, he ran in there ahead of me, jumped in my bed, and would not get out of my bed. He insisted on sleeping on my bed, and I'm like, fine. And I turned the air on, and then he got close to that, and I figured, oh, he's hot. He just wants to be there. But he wouldn't get out of my bed ever, even when the room got really cool, because it's, you know, a wall unit air conditioner in a room with a door shut that's not a very big room. And that crap was done, and he freaking was just never left. He would not get down. He didn't get down. Then he woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning by biting me and, like, rubbing his head on me to pet him because he wanted me to wake up. And then I took him outside. And then the effer, I was awake. I went and sat down on the couch, turned the TV on, and he literally came and, like, crawled on my lap and fell asleep. He has been needy as F. Needy, needy, needy. I did see something cool as I was walking the dog. Was it Tuesday night or Friday night? But I was at the park by my parents' house, and the little kid football was in season already. I love football. It's so great. I talked about it in the last podcast that we are looking at preseason football starting here in the next week or two. Got my daughter's birthday coming up, too, in the next week or two. Man. But little kid football, they already had the pads on. They didn't have full pads on, but they had their helmets on, and they were out running around doing just look like kind of what would be spring training for older kids. They're just running and doing drills, but they weren't hitting yet. I was like, oh, God, I love football. It's so freaking great. Football's amazing. All right, let me see if I got another story here before I go. I'm just excited I got my intro back. God, it's great to have my intro back. Nah, I don't have anything that's making me happy. I don't have any more stories that I want to get into. Let me see, how long have I been going here? Only about 15 minutes, right? Yeah, 15, 16 minutes. Oh, boy, I'm going to pack it up because I'm going to turn the fan on and go blow cold air in my crotch because I'm really getting crotch rot right now. It's so damn hot in here. I'm pouring sweat. I can't read my computer screen because there's so much sweat in my eyes. That's how bad it is. So go be cool. Go get in the AC. Have a great week. I'll be back on Friday, and we will get down with my favorite, which is the bonus pod. So talk to you later.